Happy Father's Day. We greet all of the fathers and all the other visitors who are here this morning for this service, and we trust that you will find a spiritual blessing through worshiping with us. All of those who are visiting, would you mind just indicate it by the uplifted hand so we might see you wherever you are? Thank you so much. We are delighted to see you. Anyone else? And we invite you to come and join us whenever it's possible for you to do so. And if you do not have a church home, we trust that you will make this your church home, because we have a wonderful group and have a good fellowship together. Let me call your attention to the opportunities which will be yours today and this week. This evening, we have worship at 7:30. We invite you to come for this service. We're going to preach on the subject, Why I Don't Go to Church. Now, the only way to hear that is come. If you don't come, we'll be talking about you. Why I Don't Go to Church. And then on Monday, our deacons meet, and on Tuesday, the prayer and Bible study group at 10 o'clock here at the church, and the Naomi Bible class that evening has a supper meeting. And on Wednesday, the hour of prayer at 7:30. And on Thursday, we encourage everyone to visit. Remember these opportunities of service. We had a wonderful week this past week. I wonder how many people who were in Vacation Bible School are here this morning. I'd like to see you stand. We had a wonderful group of teachers and workers, and that's right, all those that poured punch too. Thank you so much. Congratulations, and we appreciate your help. And Friday night, we had a wonderful program here in the auditorium. It really was interesting. And I tell you, I think everyone on through to grandparents enjoyed the program on Friday night, when we had all the little children to come and sing and to recite scriptures and tell something about the activities through which they had been indulging in during the week. And so you might note around through the building today, some of the projects were still left. And I'm sure you will enjoy some of those. I noted one over in the education building, a map made by one of the departments. And these were certainly wonderful learning instruments for the young people. Now shall we stand as our choir leads us in our call to worship. Father, open our hearts and minds to the opportunity which we have before us in these moments of quiet and of reverence to think upon God. We are grateful today for the fathers of this land and those of the past who stood upon the strong moral principles of right and sought to build a nation under God. Now bless us as we worship today that we shall gain strength for the crucial hour in which we live. In Jesus' name, amen. Now shall we turn in our hymnals to hymn number 54, God of Our Fathers. Number 54. Scripture lesson today, I'm going to read a passage from the book of Luke, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to invite you to rise and stand and join hands with a person to the right of you while I read this scripture today. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, and the power of the Holy Spirit was with him. The news about him spread throughout all that territory. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. Then Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went, as usual, to the synagogue. He stood up to read the scriptures and was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, to announce the year when the Lord will save his people." Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. All the people in the synagogue had their eyes fixed on him. He began to speak to them. This passage of Scripture has come true today, as you heard it being read. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee for this moment when we can recognize our great Savior who read from the book, God's Word. We thank Thee for its hearing today and for its message to our hearts. And may the Spirit of God move upon us that we may feel keenly His presence and be yielded to His will and commission. Grant us, we pray, the forgiveness of our sins, and quicken us, we pray, wherein we have failed Thee. May Thy gracious mercy today be extended toward those that are sick in the hospitals and those at home. We pray especially for each heart that may have some burden. Now quicken us to know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the answer to every problem we may have. And may today, as His voice speaks, some boy or some girl, some man or woman, respond to take up the cross and follow Him. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we continue our worship, let us turn to hymn number 445. Hymn number 445. Rise up, O men of God. 445. Thank Thee for the challenge of every hymn, and especially this one, which challenges the men to rise up and to follow God. Now we pray Thy leadership as we bring our tithes and offerings, knowing that we help in making known Christ's name around the world through our gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. I wish to speak to you this morning from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, and the 24th verse. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. These choice verses are right in the middle of this chapter. And the verse before tells us about hearkening unto thy father that beget thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Here are some instructions concerning the fathers of our land. The father of the righteous shall rejoice greatly. The father today lives in a decaying society. There is no question about this. With all of our circuit TV, our gold-plated fixtures in the bathroom, our power boats, our skis, we still scorn tradition. I saw a cartoonist's drawing in a New York paper in which a woman was saying to her husband, "Why can't we be nonconformists like everybody else?" And father is living in a decaying society. And how is he going to explain it? I read about one fella who was out on the town, and finally he staggered accidentally into the zoo, and he came face to face with a hippopotamus. And he said, "Don't look at me like that, honey. I can explain everything."